Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Halloween is next Thursday, but then after Halloween comes Dia de los Muertos. And if you want to celebrate, there's no better place for you to celebrate than at the National Museum of Mexican Art in Pilsen. And Thelma Aranga from the National Museum of Mexican Art is here in the studio. You stayed up very late. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, for people who haven't been to Pilsen and aren't familiar with the museum, tell us a little bit about the museum.
Right. So the museum has been around for more than 30 years, and we basically celebrate Mexican art and culture from both sides of the border. Okay. And we do that by presenting exhibitions, community events, and all kinds of programming for our Mexican community.
And Pilsen is a wonderful neighborhood. If people haven't made it out, you got to go down to Pilsen.
Yeah,
one, you're never going to eat. You're never going to eat in a better neighborhood ever.
Absolutely.
And the culture, everything. It's just it's a great environment.
Yeah, definitely. I both live and work in Pilsen, and so it's definitely a very lively neighborhood. I think it's also very. The people who live there are very proud of the neighborhood, and so they also defend it a whole lot.
Yeah, people who live in Pilsen are not shy about telling you about Pilsen.
Oh, right. Exactly.
They're very, it's like, but it's almost like we're very proud of Pilsen, but we got enough people here in Pilsen. We don't need any more people.
Yeah.
Come and visit us. We
exactly.
love to have you. Come and eat. Come and go to the the National Museum of Mexican Art. And then go back and come back and visit us tomorrow. But I've noticed that. And most neighborhoods have that, but Pilsen, there seems to be a little more pride in the community. And what do you think that you can attribute that to?
Very much the museum's beginnings stems from that. And so the museum was founded by a group of educators that really thought that, that really saw a need to educate the community about their culture. And so through that, the National Museum of Mexican Art was born. And so, and that mission of presenting, like I said, the best in Mexican art and culture continues today.
And if people want to know more, they can always go to nationalmuseumofmexicanart.org. Everything's there. So you do stuff all year. There's always great exhibits. But this time of year, you have a couple big events coming up. Explain for people who don't know anything other than Dia de los Muertos means Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe have seen Coco. But other than that, they're like, I like Sugar Skull. They know some of the trappings, but they don't know the history. They don't know what the importance of this day. Explain the day to us.
Sure. So Dia de los Muertos is celebrated on November 1st and 2nd. And so it's really a day of celebration of life of our departed loved ones. And so there is imagery like Sugar Skulls or Katrinas and Katrines that could be scary. But like I said, more than anything, we are celebrating our loved ones through ofrendas or altars.
Okay.
And so the exhibition has a beautiful array of altars that both are traditional and contemporary, but also our Day of the Dead Chicago event, which is coming up on Sunday. We invite community members to create their own ofrendas and to demonstrate the variety of ways that everyone can personalize an altar and dedicate it to their loved ones. And so an altar will often include that person's favorite food, their favorite beverage, but also very necessary items like a sugar skull and like marigolds and candles and water and items like that.
What's the significance of the sugar skull? And you made me a beautiful one. Thank you very much for that. What's the significance of the skull?
So every year we invite a family, the Mondragon family from Toluca, Mexico. And so it was made by them.
Oh,
and
you.
So it's a technique that's been handed down through generations within their family. But the sugar skull is actually the most important part of a Day of the Dead altar because it represents the presence of that person. And so normally you'll personalize it by putting their name on it. And then along with all the other items, it brings that person to the altar.
It's a symbol that seems to have been co-opted over the last few years. You see these everywhere. Is that a point of contention for the Mexican community?
It's definitely challenging because I think like anything else, we want to keep the essence of it. We want to keep the tradition of it alive. But at the same time, as more and more people learn about it, you know, death is universal. People can relate to that. And everybody has somebody that they want to remember.
The National Museum of Mexican Art is at 1852 West 19th Street in Chicago. Again, you can go to nationalmuseumofmexicanart.org to get all the information. All right, let's get into the Day of the Dead celebration. It's Sunday from 3 to 8, rain or shine. So what can people expect if they come down to the museum? You mentioned families and civic leaders. Are these are some professional artists who are doing the altars? Are they all just regular folks? What can we expect when we come on Sunday?
Yeah, so if you arrive early, you'll kind of still see people setting up their altars. So right behind the museum, we're located inside of Harrison Park. So right behind the museum is a big soccer field that we take over. And usually by the end of the night, it resembles a cemetery in Mexico where people on Day of the Dead go and visit the graves of their loved ones. So it is more a community level ofrendas or altars. And so everything, you know, from a grandparent to a sister to, you know, a community activist, everybody has chosen to remember someone meaningful in different ways. So you'll see people on the early end still kind of building their ofrendas. We'll have live music and performances, both from local bands and some of our school youth programs that we work with. And then also come sunset, leading up to the event, people have submitted photos of loved ones. And so we do a large-scale illuminated ofrenda that will project itself on the side of the museum.
That sounds amazing. Now, is it a joyous occasion? Is it a sad, somber occasion? I guess for those uninitiated, it's like, a lot of times when people go to cemeteries, they get very sad. But it doesn't sound like this is a sad thing. It sounds like this is a family event, and everybody's kind of happy with memories. They're joyful from the memories.
Right. And I can personally share that, you know, sometimes I anticipate like feeling sad, but then actually once I make my altar at home, I feel really happy, and I feel like, you know, full of joy because I'm seeing the things of that person that they loved, and you know, you keep their memory alive in that way.
No, it's very cool. Because I guess here's another. So if I'm not building an altar and I don't have a family member there, is it strange to walk around and look at somebody else's, you know? Now, granted, you're joyfully remembering your loved one, but it's also, you know, it's a monument to somebody that I don't know that died. Is it okay for people who aren't building an altar to come and walk around and appreciate what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's definitely another part of the event. People are welcome to come and observe the ofrendas. And what we find is that folks love, if you ask them, you know, a couple questions, they love to talk about their ofrendas. They love to talk about the person that they're remembering as well.
And I'm sure everyone is as unique as the people that they're honoring. So it's got to be beautiful. Is it articles, are they all custom, like handmade things like the sugar skull that you brought me? Or do people sometimes just bring, this is my dad's favorite shirt. He loved this shirt. He always wore this shirt. So we fold it up and we put it on our ofrenda.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. And ofrenda will have traditional items, like I said, like papel picado, marigold flowers, sugar skulls. But then they become very personal by using the photographs or, you know, the music that they loved or the food that they loved. And so oftentimes leading up to Day of the Dead, if you're making an altar at home, you'll be running around town kind of picking up those things that you must go into your altar.
All right. And why November 1st and 2nd? Is there a significance to the day? Did it come based on Halloween? Was it they just
I believe it's based on a little
I threw not, you I stumped
yeah,
you
stuck me a little on that one.
That's all right.
I know that it relates to All Souls Day, and one of the days is also related to children.
All right. And well, this is the first big Dia de los Muertos event, and it is Sunday, October 27th. It runs from 3 to 8, rain or shine. It will culminate with a beautiful, it sounds like a beautiful projected display on this on the back of the museum. And that is, again, just behind the National Museum of Mexican Art, which is at 1852 West 19th Street in Chicago. NationalMuseumOfMexicanArt.org is the website. Let's take a quick break. Thelma Aranga is here. She is with the museum. And then we will talk about the other event that is happening actually on the 2nd of November. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that and so much more. If you have any questions, 312-981-7200. It's WGN. We are talking about Dia de los Muertos and learning about the National Museum of Mexican Art, which is in Pilsen at 1852 West 19th Street. Go to the NationalMuseumOfMexicanArt.org and find out all the great programming that they have throughout the year. And then this time of year with the wonderful Day of the Dead Chicago, which is happening Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m., rain or shine. It's supposed to be no rain, just a little chilly, but that's all right. So everybody can come out and enjoy that. And then, as one of the big fundraisers for the museum, on Saturday, November 2nd, something big is happening again.
That's right. It's our big Day of the Dead Ball.
Yes. I've seen pictures in the past. It looks like a fabulous event. Tell us all about the ball.
So the Day of the Dead Ball, so the theme is Love Never Dies. And so it's presented by the museum's fabulous auxiliary board, which is a group of young professionals that come from all different kinds of sectors. And this is their main fundraising event. And so it happens this year right on Day of the Dead, which is really awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And so it's basically a night at the museum, and so our galleries stay open, and guests have full access to it. But on top of that, it's a really fun party, and so we'll have a live band, DJs. We have a really great lineup of catering sponsors and delicious beverages, of course.
I can only imagine the food and beverages at this at the event would be top notch. Is it formal? Is it black tie? Do I come dressed as a dead person? What's the etiquette for the Day of the Dead Ball?
So we call it creative cocktail attire because we have on-site face painting, and so you'll be transformed into a sugar skull.
Nice.
And so, yeah, you'll want to dress up for that, something that you can combine with sugar skull face painting, and really, more than anything, embody the spirit of Day of the Dead.
And what would that be? Well, if for the first time, they go to National Museum of Mexican Art, they buy some tickets, they're coming to the Day of the Dead Ball. How would you recommend that a novice dress to embrace the spirit of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, dress to impress. It's,
always.
Every year it looks like a fashion show. but definitely, just really fun, moody outfits, whatever that means to you. You could look at some Day of the Dead artwork to be inspired.
There you go.
But yeah, we see a little bit of everything, so it's really fun.
Well, as I said, I've seen pictures in the past, and the face painters do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, they do.
It's terrifying, quite frankly, in the best possible way, because you go, this, it's like Hollywood caliber makeup. This is not you're at a street fair and some woman has some grease paint and throws it on, and suddenly you look like a psychotic clown. This is top notch. You really look like a phenomenal sugar skull.
And you're totally, like I said, in the spirit of Day of the Dead.
So you mentioned some of the catering. Give people a wet their whistle with some of the food and beverages.
Yeah. So we have Antique Taco, who I just found out is making tacos de canasta, which is a personal favorite.
Okay.
Carnitas Uruapan, which is basically our neighbor. They'll have tacos de carnitas. We have Pochos, which is a new local spot. And Mitocaya Antojería, which is up north. And they'll be doing their milpa taco, among a few others, of course.
That sounds delicious. And then the tasty beverages, I can only imagine. But give us a hint.
So El Jimador is providing tequila cocktails. We'll have a paloma, and then we'll also have some fun crafty margaritas as well.
Sold. We'll be there. Michael, get us some creative garb. Quickly, find me some Dia de los Muertos garb to wear, to dress to impress.
I'm on it.
All right, thank you. I figured he would be. He's very good at all this. So, all right, so these are terrific things, and people can still get tickets. There's still some tickets available, but I know they go fast.
They do.
So don't wait until next Friday to decide that you're going to go to the Day of the Dead Ball. Get your tickets now.
Right. We do anticipate selling out. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row.
So get your tickets now if this sounds like something you want to do. So we've talked about all this stuff for Day of the Dead. What kind of exhibits are at the museum on a regular basis? Or how often do the exhibits rotate? Where if somebody was there, say, last month and they want to go again, are they going to see some new things, some of the same things? How does that work?
So on a rotating basis, we have about 6 exhibitions per year. But our flagship exhibition is called Nuestras Historias, which is Stories of Mexican Identity. And that's a really great like foundational or intro to the museum.
Okay.
And so I always recommend that to people, especially first-time visitors, because it tells the story of, you know, this idea of Mexican identity from, you know, pre-Columbian times, or what we call pre-Cuauhtémoc. Yeah. And to current, and so basically current contemporary Mexican art, and also on a local level. And so right now we also have this really great exhibition called 40 Años a la Esperanza, which is 40 years of hope, or 40 years okay. to hope. And so that one commemorates the anniversary of the first mural to go up at Benito Juarez High School.
Oh,
and so Benito Juarez High School also has a great history of activism. There was many parents and mothers specifically in Pilsen that fought for that school, because we very much needed a high school for our young people in Pilsen. And so right now in our main gallery, we have Day of the Dead. And then coming next is Woven, Connections and Meanings, which actually opens on Friday.
And what is that?
So Woven is an exhibition of 5 women artists working in textiles. And that's contemporary textiles. So they're addressing issues such as, like, you know, topics such as issues at the border, identity, okay. immigration, stuff like that.
And is... Since you brought up the border and immigration, mm-hmm. very hot topic, mm-hmm. and I'm sure in Pilsen and at the museum, that's something that is being addressed all the time, right?
Yeah. And so,
because it's got to be a concern in the community.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I love about being a part of the museum is that we always have a voice in those kinds of things. And so the Day of the Dead exhibition, somehow it gets better every year. I don't know how they do it, but it's just really beautiful, the exhibition. And so we have an ofrenda that's dedicated to the children who died in ICE detention. Yeah. We also have another ofrenda that is dedicated to the victims of El Paso. And so we understand our place within those issues, yeah. and so we also know that we need to address them.
Well, it sounds wonderful. And this is, I can't believe I have not brought this up. Free admission to the museum. There's no excuse not to go to the
museum. Exactly. We are open Tuesday through Sunday and completely free.
That's wonderful. I don't know how you do it. Well, you know how you do it? You sell more tickets to the Day of the Dead
yes,
Ball.
Exactly.
So get your tickets. Again, the Day of the Dead Ball on Dia de los Muertos, November 2nd. So you can get your tickets at nationalmuseumofmexicanart.org. You can also go this Sunday to the Day of the Dead Chicago. And from 3 to 8 p.m., you go out behind the museum, which is at 1852 West 19th Street. Again, nationalmuseumofmexicanart.org. Okay. Michael thought I was wrapping up. Did you hear him yell at me?
No.
No, Thelma jumped too, because she saw me jump. Michael is yelling at me. There's nobody. Yeah, I know. We're taking it right up. I was just getting all the information out before then, because now we got all the information out mm-hmm. for the National Museum of Mexican Art, and now I can do so. I can narrow cast a little bit, because I mentioned this to Thelma and her husband off the air that my favorite restaurant in Pilsen burned down, Nuevo León, but. So, and a lot of people have this. Unless you know somebody who lives in the neighborhood, you go into a neighborhood like Pilsen, and there's a million wonderful restaurants, and you can't possibly go to every one. But if I were going to try a new one,
mm-hmm.
what would you recommend?
Oh, that's such a...
I know.
Ooh,
that's why I saved it to the end. That's
like
why
that.
I saved it to... Well, listen, I already put you on the spot with the November 1st and 2nd date. I figure I've already stumped you once. I'll try to stump you again.
Can I give you 2?
You can give me as many as you want.
So, well, I mean, so many. Well, for one, actually, it's going to be a whole bunch. So Carnitas Uruapan, they're amazing. They're also walking distance from the museum. Cinco Rabanitos, which is just a block before Carnitas Uruapan. They are really great because they also have wonderful vegetarian options.
Okay.
And then a personal favorite is, it's called Carniceria Maribel. And so they're a liquor store in the front and a taqueria in the back.
Well,
and
I like both those.
Exactly,
that combination
right?
is great.
But they have these really great Selena murals on the side. And so, you know, a little Instagram photo shoot, and then you go have your tacos.
See, and you know what? Make a day out of it. Go to Pilsen. Go to the National Museum of Mexican Art. Go early, have lunch, then go to the museum, then go somewhere else for dinner.
Exactly.
Explore a new neighborhood, learn a culture that is very rich, and has a lot of history and has made huge contributions to this city and this country. So it's wonderful. I hope all the events go well. I hope the weather holds out Sunday. Day of the Dead Chicago is Sunday from 3 to 8. And then the Day of the Dead Ball is November 2nd. You can get tickets at the National Museum of Mexican Art.org. The museum, again, 1852 West 19th Street in Pilsen. And it is free. Free, Michael. Did you hear it? That's right.
Free?
I said free.
Oh, I'm there.
All right, it's free. Thelma, thank you for staying up late.
Thank you.
And listen, again, if the curator gives you any hard
no,
times,
I won't.
Then, you know, you have him talk to me. So that will work. Thelma Ranga is here, and she was it was very nice of you to stay up late.
Thank
your husband. Thank you as well for coming. He's a night owl. He seems wide awake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
See, you and I are like, okay, it's getting a little late. After the news, we've been all night plugged. The biggest debate, I don't care about any politics, nothing. There's no argument bigger than Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a recent study came out. It ranked the best and the worst. And I'm already fired up. I disagree 100% with what they said was the worst candy. We'll talk about that. And because I do nothing if I don't educate, I have some very interesting facts. Interesting, of course, in quotation marks, about Halloween candy. So we will get to all of that on the other side. And then we will get out of here. Nick DiGilio comes up at 1 o'clock. That's right, Michael. Nick still comes in at 1 o'clock. They haven't made a change?
Yes, he does.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. So once again, thanks to Thelma Ranga for being here. National Museum of Mexican Art.org. Go on Sunday to the Day of the Dead Chicago and then buy your tickets for the Day of the Dead Ball. It's 12:30. That means it's time for the news.